Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verses 7, 9 through 11, and 13 and 14. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." Jesus is a spiritual thirst quencher. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. What is your favorite drink? Your answer might change depending on what you are doing or what time of day it is. If it is supper time, milk it is. If you just got done building a snowman, hot chocolate would warm your bones. When you wake up in the morning, water is always good for a thirsty body. If you just ran a long race, maybe you would choose your favorite sports drink. Jesus met a woman at a well where she was drawing water. She seemed to be a lonely woman who was doing work in the heat of the day all by herself. Most likely, no one wanted to be her friend because she was known to be a sinful person. Yet Jesus took time for her. The Holy Son of God sat down by a well and talked to a woman who was lost in sin and dying of thirst. No amount of sports drink or water could quench the thirst she had. Her thirst wasn't found in her mouth or throat, but in her heart. Thirst causes us to want a drink so that our bodies feel refreshed and the discomfort goes away. But what do you choose to drink right after you get in trouble for doing something naughty? How much water do you have to drink to take away the pain of guilt because you know you are a sinner? The living water you need isn't found in a carton, bottle, can, or even a well. The only thing that quenches the thirst of your soul is found in the person of Jesus. The woman at the well was waiting for the Christ to come so that she would understand the truth about life and salvation. She didn't have to wait any longer. Her Savior was there to forgive her, love her, and take away the thirst that guilt caused her. Jesus is your spiritual thirst quencher, too. When you listen to and read His Word, you are drinking in His promise that He forgives you, loves you, and likes you. And don't forget the waters of your baptism. They promise that your sin and guilt are washed away. Your Jesus loves you so much that He wants to spend forever with you. Daily, drink up His love and rejoice that Jesus came for sinners. He came to save you. We pray. Jesus, sinners does receive, O may all this saying ponder, who in sin's delusion live, and from God and heaven wander. Here is hope for all who grieve, Jesus, sinners does receive. We deserve but grief and shame, yet His words, rich grace revealing, pardon, peace, and life proclaim. Here, their ills have perfect healing, who with humble hearts believe, Jesus, sinners, does receive. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.